Actually, it is something called a Guru Gita. I tell you, I did a complete, it's 400 odd verses are there. Guru Gita. All small, small, small verses. Guru Gita, Dakshinamurti. Guru Gita means a small text, can say 400 odd verses, or small, small verses. And the Guru Gita, these verses, Akhanda Mandala Karam, these verses come as part of the text. They are not only this much. 400 verses are there. And every word tells who is a guru. So, even though we use the term guru, of course the person who plays the role of a teacher is a guru. Why? Because the teaching can happen only through communication. So the vision can be transferred from one mind to another mind. So the transference of the vision from one head to the other head is possible only through communication. Through the vehicle of words, the knowledge has to travel from the one mind to another mind. This is the only way. Therefore, the one who, through his communication, by unfolding the words, meaning of the words of Vedanta Shastra, makes you see what he sees, is the dispeller of the darkness of ignorance. Now, what we've understood, the ignorance has not been destroyed. Have we destroyed ignorance now?
No.
We have resolved ignorance. Have we not? No. Understood the difference between resolution and destruction. See, whether you assimilated or not, again, you, in spite of knowing, you become, you react to me. That is because of, we have to assimilate it, that's all. But now the jnanam is, now you have understood what ignorance is. Now have you not resolved cognitively the ignorance? The avidya. You have not destroyed ignorance. Because ignorance is not there to be destroyed. Isn't it? So the one who helps to resolve the ignorance is what actually help. Being able to resolve the ignorance is what? Actually, dispelling of ignorance. So one who dispels the darkness of ignorance through his teaching, by contributing for the rising of the vritti, corresponding vritti, which in terms of knowledge, is guruhu. So they say gukaraha andhakaraha, and that when the Guru Gita, this explanation comes. Gukaro andhakaraha rukarastha nivartakaha. So gu stands for the darkness of ignorance and ru stands for the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance. Tannivartaka means dispeller of that ignorance is the implementation. Ru stands for the dispeller of that ignorance. The one who dispels the darkness of ignorance is guru. One meaning is given. But actually, can there be a communicator who is articulate or who can articulate? Who is the one who is articulating here? Is reality articulating? No. You know, you know very well. The reality, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, definitely there is no ultimate truth, absolute reality other than the pure knowledge. The reality is of the nature of knowing. The reality obtains in the form of knowledge, pure knowledge, awareness or consciousness, which you arrive at as the swarupam of the knower I, not as an object of your knowledge, but as the swarupam of the subject, the I. Therefore, the reality is not Atma is not the teacher. Brahman is not the teacher. Brahman doesn't speak. Consciousness does not speak, but knows the act of speaking. Act of speaking presupposes the function of mentation in terms of knowing. And that function of knowing is possible because of the reality of pure knowledge. Is it clear? The manifestation of knowledge is possible only when there is pure knowledge. How can there be a reflection of your face in the mirror if your face itself is not here? You must be there in front of the mirror for your reflection to be there. So there's reality. Therefore, without reality does not speak, Atma does not speak, but there's no something called speaking without the reality. Therefore, we say one who speaks is definitely what? The Atma. The one who speaks is definitely Atma. How? The wave is water. The water is not the wave. Isn't it? So whoever speaks is what? Is Atma. A number of speakers are all only Atma. The Atma does not speak. Is it clear? There cannot be a speaker without the Atma. There cannot be communicator without the Atma. It is the communication that, because the presence of which the communication is possible, articulation is possible, is the Atma. What does Atma do? By its mere presence, the presence of the Atma is a blessing. Okay, anugraha. Understand the meaning of what anugraha is. So blessing means what? The possibility of anything is manifestation of grace. How will you understand grace? The possibility of anything that you have is what? Manifestation of grace. Blessing is grace. Presence is blessing. Blessing is grace. Don't separate grace from the presence of the reality. And the possibility of anything is manifestation of grace. You see that what I'm saying? Seeing is possible. Hearing is possible. Walking is possible. Eating is possible. Digesting is possible. Enjoying is possible. Pleasure is possible. Anything is possible. The possibility of anything and everything is what? Manifestation of grace. Food is available. The possibility of getting the food is what? Manifestation of grace. So grace is manifestation of what is. The one that, the guru, that is why, who is the guru then? The speaker is Atma. Atma is not the speaker. So Atma is not the guru, but there is no guru without the Atma. Therefore, who is the foremost of the lineage of gurus? Who is the beginning link of the lineage of gurus? What is the storehouse of knowledge? Where is all knowledge? Where is it? This Atma, the absolute reality, the ultimate truth, the subtlest, most abstract, absolute, formless, only, secondless, non-dual, absolute, abstract, subtlest reality, arrived at in terms of its nature of knowing as the Swarupam of I, the knower, is the only source, storehouse of all knowledge. Therefore, no knowledge is created. The manifestation of knowledge which is already there is what? Knowledge. The manifestation of what is already is the knowledge. As long as there is no manifestation, there is what? Ignorance, we say. You don't even say unmanifest, okay? There is always knowledge. There is no ignorance. We to understand, we differentiate power, etc., etc. Therefore, what is that? Then you look at it, the source of knowledge, the swarupam of knowledge, all knowledge, the storehouse of all knowledge, treasure house of all knowledge, the reality, which is obtain a pure knowledge, pure consciousness, personified is what? Dakshinamurti. The pure knowledge alone is manifest as what? All the elements and the elementals, Jagat. That's why the form which you see, Dakshinamurti, is what? The Jagat. It is manifestation of knowledge. Therefore you have Ganga stands for water, that Dhakka stands for space, the Dhakka. Then air, the matter, locks of hair, like that. The whole body is earth. 5 elements are enough. 5 elements stand for the entire elemental universe. That's why Guruvin Thirumeni Kaanadal Telivu Guruvin Thirumeni Kaanadal. Seeing the Guru in its essential form is clarity. There is no form of essential form of Guru. What is Guru essentially? Essentially the Guru obtains in the form of pure knowledge. That is the absolute clarity. Otherwise anything else you see is not what? Not clarity. That's what a great saint called Thirumoolar says. People talk about, oh no, it's all intellectual knowledge. We want experience. Now tell me, you don't need experience, you need assimilation. You need only assimilation or ascertainment of what you have clearly already seen. You don't need experience. People maybe use the word wrongly. Do you want experience now? Any special experience? There's no pharmacology used to tease. There's no dental knowledge and physical knowledge of it. Knowledge is intellectual, unnecessary exaggeration of words. I tell you, amazing is this, Swamiji. Everything I think of, to correct people, to correct the wrong, the vagueness. Because any word we use will cause vagueness. Isn't it? Because you are seeing everything, trying to see it as the meaning of words. Intellectual knowledge. The Swamiji always says, hey, knowledge is intellectual. You don't need to use it. Amazing. That is why it's very difficult to go and sit in front of any other person who speaks. Isn't it? It means people wait. We want to. Now we all have heard Shastram. We have understood everything. We have what now? We have intellectual knowledge. Now we want to experience. People come and tell, I want to experience. Now you know what experience is. Every experience is what? Every experience is manifestation of the fraction of knowledge. And you are already fullness. You have to see the fact of your Swarupam being the reality which is of the nature of fullness. So what experience you want? Nothing will happen. If something happened, that's a different thing. Something may happen, that's different. That is not nothing to do with the jnana. You have to repeatedly see mithyatvam of I. How I is what actually the mithya, essentially the reality, which is of the nature of eternity, satyam, which is fullness. So there's no you don't have intellectual knowledge now. You have clear understanding of the vision of Shastra. Shastra's vision has been transferred to your heads. Only thing is, it still needs assimilation. How will you contemplate if you are not clear, first of all? So repeatedly being with what you have seen in the class, trying to see repeatedly what you see in the class is being with yourself, being with Bhagavan, being with the truth, being yourself, which is contemplation. If you are able to see repeatedly what you see in the class, is meditation, vast attention. That is a contemplation, actually. This Vedantic meditation is contemplation. You see yourself what? What is seen is non-separate from you, the seer. Isn't it true? What is seen as a Swarupam is non-separate from the seer, you. Is it clear? The seer is the seen. Seer is the seen. If I ask you, all of you see the light, the illuminator of the opaques, if I say, you are seeing what? Illuminator light. Okay? The illuminator is what? You are seeing the illuminator, the light. And see the seer means there's no seer, knower other than awareness. You understand knower is a qualification attributed to the reality of knowledge. The seen is, the seer is the seen. The seer and the seen are one. Is it clear? Just contemplation. Seeing the seer is seer itself is the seen means it is contemplation. That is possible only when you use the Shastra Pramana. Not like other Pramanas. It's the way it has to be operated. So repeatedly remaining in contemplation alone will help you assimilate. Assimilation is there definitely there will be objectivity. The more you are with the vision, the more you are with, the more you see the, what you see in the class, the more you are contemplative, the less subjective you will be. The more objective you will be, the less subjective you will be. The more objective you are, less subjective you are, happier you will be. So that's why manifestation of fullness is happiness. So, in fusion there is fullness. An expression of fullness is love. The very emotional need to be part of something is also because of the inexplicable, inexpressible, the natural urge to be yourself. Alone is expression of what? The desire to be part of something. To be with something. So, here, example is the grossest example. But what has to be arrived at through the example is the subtlest fact. Now, when you understand this world of opaque things shines, enjoys existence only because of the blessing of the truth of light in terms of its presence. Understand? Lending existence is blessing. So it is the light, substance called light, without doing anything, by its mere presence, brings all the opaque things to light that will lend existence. So, these opaque things can never, even though opaque things are not this light, the light is not the opaque things, light is distinct from the opaque things, but still light is not distant. And this light, in the presence of which all the opaque things shine, enjoy status of being existent, are in and through completely pervaded by the light. Which part of this opaque mic is not pervaded by the light? Because the whole mic shines where? The whole mic is in it. Opaque. It shines in the person of light means. So light pervades in and through everything. So water, being the very truth of the wave, pervades in and through every wave, the entire ocean. Because the pervasiveness, all pervasiveness, vyapakatvam, pervasiveness is the very swarupam of the truth, reality. The subtlest, most abstract, the absolute reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness. So all engulfing is what? Therefore, implies the term Atma. So the water is, or no, pervades in and through. To say that is anusyutam. Anusyutam. At the same time, the light which illumines all the opaque things is not touched, tainted by any the attributes of the light, or attribute of the opaque things which shine in the light. The colors, the dirt, everything shine in the light. But the green color or the dirt which shines in the light does not make the light colorful. Or the dirty. Isn't it? Similarly, all the objects, the forms, colors, smells, the tastes, everything shine in the presence of the consciousness, does not make the tastes which enjoy their existence, because the blessing of consciousness, do not make the consciousness tasty. Understand? Consciousness is the swarupam of the rasa, rasanam rasaha. The essence of all the tastes, essence of all the smells, essence of all the everything that is here. Which means the light, just as the colors and forms and opaque and shine in the light, do not touch the light, cannot touch the light. Light is completely untouched by any of the opaque things. Even though between the light and the opaque there is no distance at all, still light is not at all touched by the opaque. Is it clear? Afflicted by the afflicted. Similarly, all these subtle and the gross elements and the elementals, all that is the whole jagat, which enjoys its existence in the presence of consciousness, does not touch the consciousness. The consciousness is not touched by anything. Even that pervades in and through the jagat. That is said in this verse. Samasteshu vastushvanu syutamekam. Nushyutamekam samasteshu vastushvanu syutamekam samastani vastuni yannasprishanti Viyadvat sada shuddha maccha swarupam. Sanityopalabdhya swarupoham atma. Now he says, I din over the self am, the absolute reality which is ever of the nature of knowledge, impaired by the term Atma. It's okay. And how, what does this Atma? He says, Yekaha. Atma is Yekaha. So, Yekam. Only truth, Yekam. Yekaha. Atma is Yekaha. And this Atma, Yekaha, how is it? Anusyutaha. Anusyutaha. Atma is this Atma, the absolute reality, implied by the term Atma, obtaining from a pure knowledge, is what? Ekaha. Atma Ekaha. Then Anusyutaha. Anusyutaha means it pervades penetratively in and through everything. So Anusyutaha Vyaptaha. Anusyutaha. Okay, it pervades where? Samasteshu vastushu. You know, vastu literally means that which is, but here in all the forms, names and functions which enjoy the status of being existent. Vastu shanna, that which enjoys the status of being existent is vastu. Irikkiradu, edu irikkiradu adu vastu. That which is vastu. Now what is relatively? This relatively is and absolutely is, isn't it? So jagat is, universe is relatively. What is absolutely in the form of a universe is what? The reality which is of the nature of knowledge. Is it clear now? Therefore we say vastushu means the locative case plural, isn't it? Vastu shabda. Vastu is an apumasaka shabda. So vastu shu means in all the objects which constitute the jagat, in each and every object which forms part of the universe, in all the objects which enjoy the status of being existent, in all of them, in and through. Pervades. As pervaded, is pervasive of all the objects, in all the objects, pervading everything. So anusyutaha has pervaded what? All the objects. Where? Samasteshu. The word samastam implies entirety. All the forms, names and functions, the objects constitute the universe, you know, its entirety, samasteshu vastushu, anaitthu vilangukindra anaitthu porulgalilum, ooduruvi paravi irippadhu, endra oru porul. Tamil, neekkamara nirendathu. Rajneji, you know this word very well. Neekkamara nirendathu. That which remains pervading irremovably. Neekkamara. Neekkamara means mitha non-removable. Can you remove water from the wave? What is non-removable from the wave is what? Water. The form can go. Understand? Amazing, isn't that? Non-removable is what? Neekkamara nirendathu. Because something in Tamil, the most important expression is neekkamara nirendathu. Neekkam ara. Neekkamara means neekkapada mudiyada. Non-removably. That which remains pervading everything non-removably. Non-removable. That's why we say here, anusyutam. Samasteshu vastushu anusyutaha yekaha. That which pervades in and through everything, all the forms, names and functions constitute the whole, in their entirety. Ekaha. And that, but what happened? That ekam anusyutam. And the vyapitrikindra ondrai. Second case. What? All these objects which are pervaded in and through by that vastu, no, pervaded by that atma, naspushanti, do not touch. Samastani vastuni yat yam naspushanti. Yam ekam samasteshu vastushu anusyutam samastani vastuni naspushanti. Okay? Samastani vastuni means what? All the forms, names and functions, all the objects which constitute the whole jagat in its entirety. Okay, all these objects, none of these objects, all objects do not touch the all-pervasive only reality, Atma. Which the only Atma which pervades in and through everything, whom these objects, pervaded objects do not touch, cannot touch, that Atma I am. He wants to say that. So, samastani vastuni atmanam naspruśanti. First sentence, what is the first sentence? Samasteshu vastushu anusyutaha ekaha atma. I'm making it a simple sentence, okay? Second sentence. Ekaha anusyutaha atma samastani vastuni ekam anusyutam atmanam naspruśanti. Objects do not touch the atma because all the objects are atma. Even though Atma is not the objects. Yam naspushanti means relative pronoun. The Atma whom all these forms do not touch at all. So, the sentence is, the forms do not touch the Atma, cannot touch the Atma, because all the forms are the manifestations of that Atma. And therefore what? Atma is untouched, untainted by the forms. Atma, the truth, the reality which pervades in and through all the forms, names and functions, is untouched by all of them, is ever pure. Like what? He gives an example here. வியத்வத். வியத் 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 மீன்ஸ் ஸ்பேஸ். த ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் கால்டு வியத். வத் மீன்ஸ் லைக். நவ் திஸ் ஸ்பேஸ் ஹாஸ் அ நேம். வை இஸ் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் கால்டு ஆகாஷ்? ஐ டோல்ட் யூ ஆல்ரெடி. ஆசமந்தாத் காஷத்தே ஆகாஷ அங்கெங்கென்ற விச் ஷைன்ஸ் ஆல் ஓவர் எவ்ரிவேர். தேர் இஸ் நோ பிளேஸ் வேர் ஸ்பேஸ் இஸ் நாட். ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் அண்ட் பீங் ஆல் பர்வேசிவ் எவ்ரி திங் எல்ஸ் என்ஜாய்ஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ் வேர் இன் ஸ்பேஸ் ஓன்லி. தேவர் ஸ்பேஸ் பர்வேட்ஸ் ஆல் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட்ஸ். Therefore, space is relatively all-pervasive object. Space is relatively all-pervasive is space. Why? Because there is no form which enjoys its existence outside of space. Tell me. Think and see. Is there anything which exists outside of space? Anything which enjoys existence exists where? Only in space. So space is called avakasha pradata. Avakasha pradata means all accommodative. Avakasham kodukkirathu, that which lends accommodation. Avakasha means accommodation, giver. Space is called avakasha pradata. Avakasha pradata means what now? All accommodative. Yeah. Even though we travel from Australia to India. Asamantat kashate. Kashate na shines. Iti akashaha. Prakarshena kashate iti prakashaha. The light is called prakashaha. That which shines by itself. That whereby its mere presence which brings everything to light is called prakasha, that is sign. Root is the same, affix is changed. When you change the affix pra, it becomes light. You put the prefix a, it is space. That which shines everywhere. Akashate iti akashaha. Asamantat kashate iti akasha means the space is only one object which is free from spatial limitation. Why? There's no place where space is not. Therefore, space is all accommodative. Where do all the forms enjoy their existence? Only in space. So, space is relatively all accommodative. And your mind is relatively more accommodative. And you are the only all accommodative. You are the only accommodative of all accommodative space. Atma, the consciousness, is the all accommodative of the all accommodative space. There is no space independently existing outside of knowledge, isn't it?
So the mind is more accommodative than
space. The mind is what? Manifestation of knowledge. And manifestation of knowledge is what? Pure knowledge. And pure knowledge is what? The only all accommodative.
Space.
Doesn't matter. You see the essence of the mind is Atma, that's enough. You don't have to fill the space and you understand the space is Atma, finished. They probably try to fill the my space in them. It is all the space in Atma, in you, finished, don't need to fill it. Okay, what I'm saying, relatively, what we know, always the teaching is what? Akanksha Paddhati, in Akanksha Paddhati, we always go from the known to the unknown. What we know, in our gross understanding, all accommodative means space. Therefore, now he gives example. Space is what? All pervasive. Everything is pervaded by space. But I tell you one thing. Whatever enjoys existence in space does not, cannot touch taint or cause any harm to this space. Viyadvati and this Viyad, even though everything is in space, space is free from all the limitations and problems. Okay, where do you smell the stink? Where is the stink? Not in space. But space does not stink. No? Where is the fragrance? In space. But space is not touched by fragrance. Is it clear? Space is untouched by the dirt. Now you see a dirt. So everything is accommodated in space, but space is untouched by anything. Swachas rupam, swarupam. The space accommodates all that, all the forms and forms which are of the, which have the attributes. But still space is untouched by the, isn't it? By anything. So space is ever pure. Swachas swarupam, clean. Swachas. Space is something which cannot be, swachha means clean. Space is ever clean. Why? Shuddham. Yeah, shuddham pure. Shuddham clean, swacham pure. Shuddha swacha swarupam.
Shuddham
acha. No. Both are right. Acha is good. Acha swarupam. Yeah. Pure both. Pure. Both right. Swacha acha both means. I see my mind, Sanskritam is there. That's why it comes like that. Shuddham achaswarupam means viyadvat. Just as space which accommodates all the objects is untouched by the objects, remains pure and clean, so also this all accommodative Atma, the reality which pervades in and, the only reality up to pure knowledge which pervades in and through all the objects, the entire jagat is untouched by any of the forms in the object, and because Atma is ever pure, absolutely clean and pure. Therefore, you are the purity yourself. You can. That is why we say the two forms of refinement. Okay, we say Atma, we talk about the Atma as what? See, the four types of results of actions. That when you do some action, the action can produce a result. Okay? There are four types of results. One result is what we say, attainable result. When you do something, an action, the result is what? Attained. Apyaha. And now you say aptihi means attainment. Apyam, you can say apyam also, because now karma phalam apyam. Apyam, the attainment, aptihi now. Then, sometime when you do something, the result of action is what now? What is not there with you, you attain newly. A result, isn't it? That is aptihi, apyam. Attainment is the result of an action. Some attainment of something as the result of action is called what now? That result is apyam, apyam phalam. The noun is aptihi. Sometimes you do something, as a result of which change happens. So vikaryam phalam, vikritihi, modification. Result brings about a change, vikaryam. And sometimes, newly brought into existence, utpadyam phalam, apyam phalam, vikaryam phalam. These are the four types of results of actions. Either the result of action is in the form of attainment of something, or the result of action is in the form of the modification of something, change of something. Result is form of modification. Sometimes the result is in the form of the production of something. Utpadyam, utpattihi. Aptihi, vikritihi, utpattihi. And one more thing I tell you. Sometimes the result is in the form of refinement. Samskaryam. Noun is samskritihi. Samskritihi. Okay? So samskritihi means refinement. Sometimes your result of action is in terms of refinement. Sometimes the result of action is in terms of production. Sometimes the result is of action is in terms of the modification, change. Sometimes the result is in terms of the attainment. So aptihi, vikritihi, samskritihi, utpattihi, samskritihi. All nouns, feminine nouns. Now, atma is what? Leave other results. We are interested now. Okay, I am not going into details. Let us focus only here on Takasabadi Swachya. Atma is ever of the nature of purity. Atma, absolute reality, ultimate truth, recognizable only as a Swarupa of the I, is of the nature of pure knowledge, which is all pervasive. Therefore, in the term Atma is ever of the nature of purity. You cannot make Atma pure, purer and purest. There was a dirty Atma, unclean Atma, and then you rub and rub and make it cleaner. Atma becomes clearer and cleaner and cleaner, and what? No. Mind can be made, the raw mind, grossest mind can be janma after janma after janma after janma after janma. Because what now? Samskritaha, samskritam, 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 refined and refined and refined and refined and subtler and subtler and subtle mind it becomes. Already certain degree of subtleness is there, otherwise you won't have come to the Vedanta class. These are all effort of your previous janmas. Definitely, satyam. This is what comes overnight. So Krishna says in Gita what? Janmanam, bahunam, janmanam, ante, jnanavan, mam. Labhate. Doesn't happen overnight. Even though it sounds very simple now, but really speaking, doesn't happen. So that's why in Tamil also we have a beautiful word, panbadadal. So the way of life, how we live our lives, if it contributes for the refinement of the mind, we call it a culture. Isn't it? Suppose you till the land, it is useless, nothing will grow there. And you clean and remove all the weeds and make it what? No? Till the land and make it prepared. Valam, isn't it? Man valam. Then the crops can come and yield, productive it will be. Yielding it will be. Otherwise nothing will grow there. Similarly, the mind also what? Here, Swamiji doesn't like the word valam. No? Valam in a sense, the physical, he said panbadadal is a better word. Mana valam, they say. This manam is not valam. Mana nalam. Mana nalam. Man valam, mana nalam. The word culture. Now, culture when you say in English, if mangatam valam. Manadirka nalam. So valam pera vajipadu. Valam implies all forms of prosperity that you need to live this life. Ultimately for what? Nalam. So nalatil valam is included. In wellness, prosperity is included, implied. In prosperity, wellness is not there. Oh, very subtle, isn't it? Very, very subtle. How much I can say about Swamiji? How subtle things he, in what all, where all he removed the vagueness. So they have the expression Vaalga Valamudan, Vaalga Valamudan. So we don't say that. I'm not saying it's, I think nice, nice, a very beautiful blessing. I like it. May you be prosperous. So what is, see, if we say namna, people will think we are jealous or something, we are critical because some problems we said. It is to differentiate the subtleness. It's a very beautiful expression. May you live prosperously. Be prosperous. Nice. Because valathil nalam illa. In wellness, there is no prosperity. In prosperity, when wellness, prosperity is included. Isn't it? In being prosperous, there is no wellness. In wellness, there is prosperity is included. Amazing, isn't it? Therefore, vaalga nalamudan. What happens? This has become the slogan of Tamil Nadu because the people, big people, support the talk, so ashram. Coimbatore, I tell you, sorry, supports all sorts of ashrams. See, the problem is, you see the big crowd goes, the influential people go. This is how. That is why, what I am saying, it's not for telling other people, it's for Vedanta Shastra students. Even if in Tamil, we have to differentiate this, where this vagueness you have to see. You know, how? Otherwise, it will be incorrect, otherwise, to say. Is it true or not? Okay. I've gone out of somewhere. Let me come back to the class. It's a lot of subtle things. Swami Satsang all comes, I think, maybe Ukkandana Vardhana Kerala. It all comes to my mind just to tell. You know, what I'm saying. Okay, samskriti. Let me take only that. So, Atma is ever of the nature of absolute purity. You cannot purify Atma. You cannot cleanse the Atma. You cannot improve the Atma. Understand? You cannot better the Atma. It's already of the nature of absolute purity. Untouched, untainted by any of dirt or the limitations or problems or attributes or whatever it is, impurities or blemishes or sins or punya papams or kartrutma do, or anything, untouched by anything, because everything is Atma. Atma is free from all of them. This morning meditation class also was something I tried to make you see that. Now the samskaram, again the samskaranam. Samskritihi is twofold. Suppose twofold samskaras. If already all these walls are standing here, and if the walls are suppose very dirty, what I do? I want to make it look nice. First, I scrub this, okay? I scrub and scrub and scrub, remove all the dirt from here. That is one form of samskara. Samskaranam. Refining it, making it look nice. Then afterwards, then I paint the walls. It's called, when I paint it, it's called Guna Adana Samskaraha. Guna Adanam. By painting, I make it look nice. It's called Guna Adana Samskara. By giving something, I make it look nice. By adding something, by doing, isn't it? Guna Adana Samskara. When I remove the scrub, I scrub and remove it, dosha nivritti samskara. I scrub and remove the dirt first. See, dosha nivritya samskaranam. Then guna adhanena samskara. Dosha apanayanam, guna adhanam. Dosha apanayanam means what? Scrubbing and removing the dirt is dosha apanayanam. Adding the painting is what? Guna Adanam. Dosha Apanayanam. guna adanam. This is two ways of making it look nice. This is called what? No, two ways, twofold samskaras. Two ways of making it look nice, isn't it? And here we need not, cannot remove anything from Atma. Dosha apanena samskara is also not possible. You need not add anything to Atma to make it look clean and pure. Guna adhanam also is not possible. So no samskara, no refinement is possible on the part of Atma. Atma is already absolutely refined truth of absolute purity. Therefore, Vyadvat Sada, always Shuddham Achyaswarupam. Samasteshu Vastushvanasyutamekam.
Samasteshu Vastushvanasyutamekam.
Samastani vastuni yannasprishanti.
Samastani vastuni yannasprishanti.
Viyadvat sada shuddham achyaswarupam.
Viyadvat sada shuddham achyaswarupam.
Sanityopalabdhiswarupohamatma.
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 Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.